We are here on KSOM as we continue to look back at the high school basketball season, doing season recaps, looking out at Nottoway Valley girls basketball with head coach Brian Eisbach. And coach, a difficult season from a Wolverines perspective. You know, you look at this team, you haven't been under 500 in a while. You look back at the 2009-10 season, you're at 500 at 11-11. So not used to this. So that might get some motivation going into next season. Your thoughts overall on your team's 8-15 season?
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Chris. We actually had our end of season banquet last night, and, you know, we tried to give kind of a report, for parents, and we had some fans and stuff that support us that were invited, and kind of go through the good and the bad of every season. Obviously in the past, it's been a lot less bad than good. This year, it's probably a little bit more bad than good as far as the record goes. But, you know, we played 8 different teams, 4 of those we played twice being conference foes, that made it, you know, to a regional semifinal, played 3 teams that played in a regional final, and Trainer obviously made it to state. That was our first game of the year. So, you know, I think we battled like everybody does. We had lower numbers this year. We battled some adversity with some injuries, some that lasted longer than others. You know, when the summer work started, we had just gone through the tornado, and so it was not a normal summer for us. And, you know, then we had the fire across the road from the school, and we had practices we had to cut short because of smoke ventilation issues and stuff throughout the winter. So it was just a weird year all around. But, you know, I guess to put a bow on everything, you know, you want to play your best basketball come postseason. And, you know, we took an 8 and at the time 14 team into Shenandoah. You know, BC Moore had them favored by like 38 points, some points against us to lose by 17. You know, our kids executed wonderfully. I think we played our best basketball for, you know, full four quarters. And we had, you know, we were kind of within striking distance going into like the last minute of the third quarter. So, I mean, you know, you don't want to hang your hat on moral victories, but when you have 8 wins going into that game, getting everything you can out of your kids, it was, I guess, as high of a note as we could end on without winning. So proud of the kids, proud of the gains that, you know, the newbies or the younger kids made throughout the season. And obviously, you're always sad to see your seniors go. And I felt like all 4 of our senior players and our senior manager did a lot this year to continue on our culture and continue to work hard and set the table, hopefully for obviously a much better record next season.
Yeah, 4 seniors. They were all starters. Liv Lockery, Miley Comstock, Taylor Day, and Maddie Weston. Why don't you talk a little bit about each one of them and what they meant to you and your program?
Absolutely. I start with Maddie Weston. You know, we said last night at the banquet, she was the veteran of the 4 seniors. She was the only senior coming into this year that had started games. I think she started 5 her sophomore year, 10 last year, her junior year. So she was usually our 6th man her first 3 years of high school. What she lacks in size, she makes up for in heart and pure will. She struggled a lot this season with different illnesses, upper respiratory. She wasn't really herself for a bulk of the conference season, and she probably played her best game, at least this season, against Shenandoah. It was great to see her be kind of Maddie, you know, just beating kids off the dribble, playing really good defense. It was really fun watching her and Izzy at the top of whether it was a press or half court defense, but she meant a lot to us. She's a kid that, you know, wants to get into coaching, I think, someday. And so hopefully, depending on where she ends up next year, if she's somewhat close to home, would love to have her continue to help us in any way she could. And then we get into Miley Comstock, who, you know, I said last night at our banquet, one of my favorite game-winning shots I've seen. Was her last second or 2 seconds left. Izzy finds her in the corner at Central Decatur. She hits her 7th 3 of the game to seal it. And, you know, she's a kid that has worked really hard. She started out as kind of a JV kid her first 2 years and then worked her way in the lineup last year. And she's never given us any fits. And the running joke is the only time my assistant and I have ever had to get after her in her 4 years was when she didn't shoot the ball and she was wide open, because she's a good shooter. We had a scrimmage with Winterset. We did a 3-point shooting contest before, and I think she hit 21 threes in a minute. So, I mean, the kid could fill it up, and she had a great senior year and did a lot of good things for us. Liv Lockery was kind of our defensive specialist. I think towards the end of the season, she became one of our best three-point shot contesters we've had in recent memory. She's one of those kids that did everything we asked of her, and would have liked to have her be a little bit more aggressive earlier in the season on offense, but she figured it out as the season went, and she actually hit a game-winning shot against Central Decatur, game-tying shot at home against Central Decatur to take us to overtime. And then Taylor Day, she grew up on a horse. She's a strong kid. She's not very tall, but, you know, she usually got tasked with guarding the Peyton Harders of the world, you know, the kids that were much bigger and, maybe I won't say stronger because she's pretty strong, but she used all five fouls very wisely throughout her year, and she meant a lot to us as well. So collectively, those four took advantage of the minutes that they got this year, and we wish them well.
Absolutely. Obviously a great year for Izzy, led the entire state in points scored, and if she was first in every major statistical category for you. How can you just sum up the amount of statistics and accomplishments that she achieved this past year?
She has worked extremely hard. I mean, she has made big gains from eighth grade coming into her freshman year into her sophomore year. And when Lindsay graduated last year, she knew that, she wasn't going to have another all-state caliber guard with her on the floor, which obviously makes your job a lot easier. What she was able to accomplish this year against, double and triple teams, and yet still find an open teammate, cut into the rim, I think speaks volumes of the type of player she's become. She can see the floor really well. She's a really, really good defender. And she'd be the first one to tell you she would trade a couple hundred of those points for 10 more wins. And I see pictures of my first couple of years coaching when she was in, elementary school, and she's jumping up and down on the sidelines, on our state run. And this program means a lot to her, and it did before she even came to high school. And so I know, knowing Izzy, what the work she'll put in between now and next season, I know obviously she wants to have a really good senior year, and she's looking forward to that. So, yeah, she did have a great year, but I think most importantly, she kept her cool and was a great teammate throughout the whole season, through the good and the bad.
Has she expressed a desire to play college basketball? Do you think that's in her future?
Yeah, I think so. She's entertaining. She's got several Division II offers in the Midwest that she's trying to narrow down. All Iowa Tech will start their EYCL schedule here probably in about 3 weeks, right after spring break. So she's kind of, getting back in contact with a lot of her teammates there that either are at the state tournament or playing in the state tournament this week. And she's really looking forward to getting the most out of her last AAU season.
Very good. So we're excited to see what she can do her senior year. And in terms of your team next year, I mean, your task, I think, this offseason might be the same as last offseason. You had to, find out who was going to be your starters. I mean, it was maybe an easier task, but with the seniors, but I don't know if it was difficult or not. But how difficult is it going to be this year to try and assess what you have and turn some players that came off the bench and were role players into starters?
That's a really interesting question because considering, we're looking at getting two or three Orient Maxburg kids as early as the softball season this summer. And we'll have between six and eight incoming freshmen that had a really successful middle school career. So it's almost like you're trying to blend three different teams into one. And really looking forward to this summer. We have our returning juniors now that'll be seniors next year. Obviously, we have Izzy. We have Casey Ford. We have Leah Stonebreaker and Kennedy Van Eaton. Kennedy blew her knee out right after Thanksgiving, so she didn't get to see. She saw two games. But the rest of the juniors this year outside of Izzy, Leah and Casey really kind of came into their own down the stretch, And so we'll build around, obviously, our senior class, but also we have some juniors that are coming back that can do really good things as well. So very optimistic, very excited. We had great crowds this year being an 8-win team. We're very, very blessed and fortunate to play in a community that supports our kids. And it's not lost on our kids that, you know, we maybe let them down a little bit this year from a record standpoint, not that it's just about winning and losing. Obviously it's the life lessons and working as a team. And I think it's safe to say we'll have a different looking team next year. We'll obviously do some things differently, but, you know, obviously with Izzy on the floor and everybody that we have coming back and the kids that are coming in, I think it'll be a very fun challenge to take.
Who are some of the kids from OM that you know are going to be coming to Nottoway Valley next year?
Emma Boswell is going to be a senior. She's in Izzy's grade. And then Ella Boswell, who was a freshman this year, her younger sister. And then unsure if there will be a third. So we'll just, I guess time will tell on what that's going to look like. We'll know a little bit more as the spring goes on and we get into June.
Well, and Emma Boswell was the team's leading scorer last year, or this past season, at 18.7 points a game. And also, well, her rebound average was 21. So we know she can rebound. And Ella Boswell's a promising freshman. She averaged 11 points a game. Nobody likes to see a district come apart like that, but I believe they overwhelmingly voted to do that, and that means some influx of players that normally you wouldn't get during the off season. I mean, that's got to be exciting. And then, what other young players do you have, you know, on your team that you are excited about that could develop here in this off season?
Absolutely. Ava Armstrong was a sophomore this year. She played in 13 games as the season went on. I think she's one of those kids that likes basketball, played as a freshman, started the sophomore year, and then she kind of kicked it into gear, took it to another level. We were at Wayne after we lost the second time we played Wayne. We lost at Wayne and had a JV game right after, and she literally owned the game, had a great performance, and had a good talk with her at practice the following week. And she kind of, I think, took it upon herself to take it a little bit more seriously and to play with joy. And I think she's a really good 3-point shooter, and she's a great teammate. So she'll be one that we'll look to take on more of a load. And then we had, Ashlyn Lund is also a sophomore. She'll be a junior next year. She too has improved both years. Looking for big things from Ash, another great teammate. Between those two, a lot of comedy, which helps keeps things light, you know, on those long bus rides home. And then we had some freshmen that took on some roles this year. Taryn Gutierrez, that's actually Amy Sivage, my assistant coach's daughter. She had a great freshman campaign. Kaylee Mosier, she can shoot it. She's a hard worker, and I expect to see her in the gym quite a bit this summer as well. So, and Taylor Lockery, Liv Lockery's younger sister, she's a freshman. After our first game at Trainer, she had to take some time off. She's growing so fast. The tendons, I think, at the bottom of her knee were stretching and causing her severe pain. Felt bad for the kid. She just couldn't go through two to four minutes of practice hard, and then she'd have to sit because it just hurt so bad. So, don't think she's done growing yet. She showed a lot of really good things when she was able to play. She's got a great attitude. So, I mean, I think collectively those kids want to get things back to what we're used to here at Nottoway Valley, and we're looking to see them kind of step it up this summer.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and, of course, throughout the season. Best of luck in the off season, and we will talk to you down the road. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. You guys do a phenomenal job. Listening to several of your broadcasts of games this year, and it's really great to have you in the area, and we appreciate your coverage.
Brian Osbach, head coach for Nottoway Valley Girls Basketball, with us here on KSOM.